Poetry on the Radio. Today, Christina Collins.
At the Women's Hospital. We will introduce you, they tell me. You'll hit it off. But I've not come to make friends. I've come for answers. I've come because an angry red lump throbs on my breast, which I ignored for a week. Then when I touched it, pain bit like an iron spider, and I cried. Do not worry, the doctor said. But I am. Well, what do you want? I said, I want to know what it is. So, at the women's hospital, I ask. But they push this woman up to me like a wall, till I cannot see the nurse and her thinly held patients slipping away along the corridor with my question attaching itself to her like a strip of toilet paper on the heel of her shoe. They jostle this woman forward, and I cannot see the doctor as he offers his incongruous opinion of my face before he handles my breasts and marks me up like a butcher's diagram with green Sharpie. The nurse and doctor hide behind this woman's thin shoulders, presenting to me her puckered forehead, her open pores, the three horizontal lines holding back her throat. Something is familiar. They thrust her forward. Here she is. And I see. She's me. 38-year-old me. She is the answer. They have no other. She alone, at 38, can explain every change, every pain, every oddness. The reason is her, the old woman I have apparently become. They have nothing else to say to me. They leave us two old women shifting awkwardly at the exit, then gently tip us out the automatic doors. Many women feel their healthcare is a bit of a national afterthought. Women are underrepresented in important clinical trials, and both the UK Department for Health and Social Care and the Australian Women's Health Alliance show women often don't feel listened to in healthcare settings. A New Scientist article in January this year reported that women's health conditions like endometriosis take an average of 6.6 years to diagnose worldwide, and up to 27 in the UK. At the women's hospital. We will introduce you, they tell me. You'll hit it off. But I have not come to make friends. I've come for answers. I've come because an angry red lump throbs on my breast, which I ignored for a week. Then when I touched it, pain bit like an iron spider, and I cried. Don't worry, the doctor said, but I am. Well, what do you want? I said, I want to know what it is. So, at the women's hospital, I ask. But they push this woman up to me like a wall, till I cannot see the nurse and her thinly held patients slipping away along the corridor with my question attaching itself to her like a strip of toilet paper on the heel of her shoe. They jostle the woman forward, and I cannot see the doctor as he offers his incongruous opinion of my face before he handles my breasts and marks me up like a butcher's diagram with green Sharpie. The nurse and doctor hide behind this woman's thin shoulders, presenting to me her puckered forehead, her open pores, the three horizontal lines holding back her throat. Something is familiar. They thrust her forward. Here she is. And I see. She's me. 38-year-old me. She's the answer. They have no other. She alone, at 38, can explain every change, every pain, every oddness. The reason is her, the old woman I have apparently become. They have nothing else to say to me. They leave us, two old women, shifting awkwardly at the exit, then gently tip us out the automatic doors.
Today we heard Christina Collins on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.